All right. This is just getting ridiculous. It is the seventh day of March. We are approaching 7 o'clock in the morning, and we have 7 degrees outside our studio. And we bring in Lucky Seven, Pat Pagano.
Could be worse.
What?
That could be worse.
How?
Eastern Connecticut right now coming in with one below zero.
Well, because they got a deeper snow cover.
Deeper
there.
Snow cover. Yeah. Yep.
See, I learned from you over the years.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll be in the low 30s today with a mix of sun and clouds. I think low 30s. I mean, the worst case scenario, 30. But I'm hoping 31, 32. Tonight, mid-teens, clear. Tomorrow, sun with increasing clouds, middle 30s. Saturday, not bad. Sunny clouds, mid-40s. Now for Sunday, cloudy. We have a wintry mix that will probably change to some light rain. Doesn't look major, but needless to say, if you have some place to go Sunday, especially early, there will be some snow, sleet, freezing rain around. Temps should get up to 35 to 40, and then on Monday, partly sunny in the low 40s. So, again, the better of the 2 days this weekend, definitely Saturday and not Sunday.
All right. Now, something I want you to do right now, because Madeline McAvoy, we call her Maddie for short, is basically turned into an office manager. And she just about runs, along with Jill Goodman, they run the station, okay? People think I run the station, Pat. I don't. It's run by Maddie and Jill. I just sit here in the morning and do the show. They feed me everything what to do with the show. But it's Maddie's birthday today, so we have to wish her a happy birthday. And she's been feeling sick all week long, so hopefully she's well enough to go out and maybe tie a bender on tonight for her birthday.
Well, happy birthday to Madeline. Yes, happy, healthy, and many more.
That's exactly right. She, like I said, I take they're the ones that give me the orders. Really. People think that I run the station, Pat.
Well, I mean, from a technical standpoint, you do.
Well, being on the air and when the equipment needs and stuff like that, yeah. But other than that, that's only like 40% of what goes on here. The other 60% is all business related, and those are the two that run it. So there you go. The truth is exposed.
That's it.
You know, the truth is exposed. Now I was sick the other day, but I shook it off in a day and a half. To do
which is great.
Yeah, when I went to the city, I can't believe how sick I was. But yesterday, I got better, and then this morning I feel 100%. 100%, Pat.
That is so good.
Except
are you sure? You know, are you sure you didn't have something that did not agree with you?
But it's possible because I do.
But
do eat a lot of lettuce, and you know, I wash it, but I don't really. You know how you measure wash lettuce, really?
Yeah, you have to do that.
But I do, but I don't think
but
I
do. But you don't.
I don't.
You
think
do
I
what
do
you
it.
Don't, right.
Yeah. So it might maybe that's it. I don't know. But anyways, geez. But I feel 100% now, so.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's very good. You know, yesterday we were looking at the computer models, you remember?
Yeah, now let's go over what the new... The new model for America said, what was the starting point and where are we now?
Right. Yesterday, when we looked at the GFS model, the American model, for the 21st of March, which is what? When does spring start? I think spring starts the 20th. This is the first day of spring. 21st of March. This model was forecasting a monster storm.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday, or the 21st.
Then we're talking about the new model.
Now we're talking about the new model.
Yeah.
Now we'll go along to the new model right now, because I was just looking at it before we went on the air. And see, it's 3:30, so we'll say 3:42. For the 21st, today's run for the 21st, has a cold front over northern New England and the upper Great Lakes. And for us, it would mean breezy, partly sunny, and I'm looking at, let's see, 37, mid-40s.
So no monster storm.
No monster storm. Now nothing on the map.
Now what about
nothing on the map?
What about the other old reliable GFS?
Now that was the new one, by the way. So that was the new one.
Yeah.
And if we look at, and that was what, 330 hours, because everything goes in hours. So it's not like you could just call up a day.
Yeah, a day, yeah.
And say, you know, here it is. The old model does not show that cold front over northern New England. It shows a low east of Florida and a high east of Cape Cod, and it has us in fair skies. So not only doesn't that show a storm, it's not even similar to the new.
It's not even close.
Right, GFS.
What? Isn't it the same information that goes into both?
Obviously not. Nope. Obviously not. All new equations. That's what has, you know, the entire, especially the private sector, very nervous about when this gets implemented, which is the first day of spring on the 20th. That's when the old one will say bye-bye and the new one says hello.
Now, we turn our clocks ahead this weekend, right?
This weekend, you lose an hour of sleep.
Yeah.
It's spring ahead, fall back.
Yeah. So we'll spring ahead Saturday night.
If you forget to turn it ahead Saturday night, first thing when you get up Sunday morning, turn the clock ahead 1 hour. Yeah. However, if you go into church, like I do, it's a good idea to turn it ahead the night before because you'll wake up and you'll be at church too early, right? Am I right? Too early? Let's see. I go to 8 o'clock Mass. So if I don't turn the clocks ahead,
You missed it. If you don't turn your clocks ahead, you missed it, and it's one strike against you with God.
There you go. There you go. So that is the way that works, and that's it. Today, I'm going to one of your favorite towns today.
Where?
Havistraw.
Where?
Havistraw.
Havistraw?
Yeah.
I know that's spelled with that. That's it. It's not spelled like have a straw. It's spelled differently. I know.
That's Haver Straw.
And what are you going to have a straw for?
Motor vehicle.
Wow. Well, you have to go get a license?
I have to renew the license. And, starting next year, they're going to have this new kind of license. You heard about this. I forgot what it's called. It's something, it's going to cost a little more money. But, it will be used as an acceptable proof for domestic flights as well.
Oh, we have
in
that
the United States.
Yeah, we have that in Connecticut already.
No, you do have it already.
Oh yeah, we've had it for years. You can get the type of license you want. I never get that license. I just get the standard old license. In Connecticut, they license you to make money. They license you for like 6 years.
Oh, because as of next year, I've got the month, it'll be mandatory in New York State.
Mandatory?
Mandatory.
Very tough in New York State.
So if you don't have it this year, you're definitely going to have to upgrade next year. So right now they're giving us the option to do it now so we don't have to do it next year.
All right.
Well. So I will take a ride up there. My neighbors tell me that if I had a choice of going there or to White Plains.
I'll go there. Go to Havistraw.
There you go. They said most of the time it is very, very quiet, and it's a nice little ride up the Palisades. So it's not a bad day, and I'll take advantage and do that. What do you say? Good idea, right?
Yeah. Now, people online are filling in. Kathy Stahovic says New York has it now, which you're talking about it. Kim Slater, I think, is in Connecticut. It's called a verified license. Verified license is what it's called here in Connecticut.
It's called something different in New York.
Yeah, that's right. It is. You know, it's
what else is new?
Yeah, that's right. It's New York, New York.
New York, New York. Yeah, exactly.
But but I didn't get my. I just got a plain old license, and every time I look at it's like the expiration date on it. It's like we just signed a new lease here at the we just signed a new lease and it's for 6 years. Okay. And I look at that and I say to myself, wow, 6 years, I'll be 72. Holy smokes. Will we be doing this when we're in our 70s, Pat?
I was just going to say, you don't even want to think about it, right?
No.
Now, we probably will, though.
Yes.
That's the unfortunate thing.
What else are we going to do?
Yeah, I'm not the type of person that can retire and sit around and, you know, go to yard sales and be content. That's just not me.
Now, Kim Slater also passes along. Originally, it was for the safety of federal buildings. There you go. That verified license. But I'm not verified. I'm just a plain old Marshall Miles driving his car around.
And it's not mandatory for you.
No, but it probably is going to be mandatory. I would figure everything's going to be mandatory sooner or later.
Especially the way things go with security in this country. Yeah.
Especially the way things are going right now.
Let's not even go there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess the only thing I ask of you is, when is this cold weather going to break?
It will break over the weekend. Well, yeah. I mean, it'll be in the 40s Saturday.
But you think we still have a chance for good snow up into right through the middle
of March? I'm not taking my I still say there's at least one more significant snow before we say bye-bye winter.
Well, on that note, I say bye-bye.
Great.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it.
Pat Pagano at the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast and license information.